I'm here to tell you, folks, the Manhattans brought me back. In 1965, I'd just graduated from high school and had a job in a summer camp kitchen where I was the only white employee. My fellow workers were all from South Carolina, and I'm happy to say that they were very musically open-minded. They really liked Bob Dylan, and maybe to thank me for that discovery, they turned me on to what they were listening to, stuff I'd been completely unaware of, like Cannonball Adderley, The Temptations, and especially The Manhattans.
Has anybody seen?
See my baby since she ran away.
I've been so lonesome.
We'd be fighting each and every day.
I'm tired of searching.
Searching east and west and all over town.
Will somebody please
tell me where my baby can be found?
Wouldn't be lonely,
lonely
if you don't let
ride on.
Ride on
call.
I caught a bus.
Searching for My Baby was the record that made me want to listen to rock and roll again. I'd given up a few years earlier as the raw energy of the 50s faded into the wimpdom of the early 60s, and as a result, I'd missed such developments as the rise of Motown and the Rolling Stones. No matter, in this record I heard a perfect combination of the old doo-wop vocal group sound and something new and fresh. As well I should have. The Manhattans had their genesis in the doo-wop era. Blue Lovett and Kenneth Kelly, the two founding members, had been lead singers in rival groups in Jersey City. But when they discovered Smitty Smith, they both willingly took the back seat. Here was a great voice.
You know the bees need a little
honey.
Yes, they do. So
good.
You know a poor man needs a little
money.
Yes, it does. Just like 2 and 2 has got to make 4. Baby, I need you. Baby, I need you.
Signed to a Newark record company, Carnival, the Manhattans elevated the label out of obscurity between 1964 and 1968 with great songs like this Blue Lovett composition.
"I Want
to Be Your Everything" sold a 500,000 copies, and this in a time when Motown virtually ruled the black pop charts. But the Manhattans brought in 8 top 40 hits for Carnival nonetheless. Quality always shows. In 1968, they signed with another label, Deluxe, possibly because Carnival was in trouble financially. And although their first couple of singles barely charted, it was downhill from there. In 1970, Smitty Smith suddenly developed spinal meningitis and died, and it looked like the end of another legendary vocal group. But it's a showbiz truism that black audiences never really forget, and there was work for the Manhattans if they wanted it. They found a new lead singer, Gerald Alston, and he was spectacular. So spectacular, in fact, that Columbia Records picked them up right away.
Baby, you are my life, and without you, I'm an empty shell. There's no house without a home. Wants to be alone. There's no child without a dream. And there's no song without a meaning.
That's how I know.
There's No Me Without You became a smash in 1973 and revived a career that saw the Manhattans selling many times the number of records they had a decade earlier, a smooth oasis in the middle of the disco era. They're still at it. Where Did We Go Wrong was a hit in 1987, and Gerald Alston's just put out a solo album with an Eagles song on it, of all things, on Motown Records. I suspect there will always be a place for the Manhattan sound among black audiences. I know there is on my turntable. Like I said, they brought me back.